With that, I'm going to turn it over to Tom.
I have a question. How many partners do you have in this operation?
We'll be taking questions after the presentation, so thank you. Thank you, Bill, and thank you everybody for turning out for our first public input. This would be the first of many that will be coming up in the near future. The way I look at this project tonight is there's three things that are being considered this evening. The first being the big project right here. As Bill said, this project has already been approved once back in 2008 by the City of Rockland, the DEP, and the Army Corps of Engineers. This plan hasn't changed that much from the initial concept back in 2008, so it's pretty much expected that it probably will be going back through. But, you know, all permitting is not in place yet, and it still needs to be vetted through the proper channels. People have been asking me, you know, what is the city going to get out of this? With all this going on in the harbor, what is the city going to gain? Well, the city is going to gain because we've been hearing from many of you that we want to preserve the boardwalk. What are we going to do about the boardwalk? We don't have the right to go over that as a citizen of Rockland just because we feel like going over it as private property. So what we're doing is we're working with the group and we're preserving the right for all citizens and visitors to be able to access this boardwalk with no questions asked. And the other thing that is very important that we've been hearing from South Bend and many residents is the view corridor right here from the parking lot and along here.
Who asked questions?
We are actually working with the owner to cut those shrubs. So we're listening to people and trying to get the citizens of Rockland what they want with this big project going through. The second thing that is going on, in my mind, is the further expansion of what Yachting Solutions is proposing right here. This is concept only. This is what we were talking about when we all got together and said, what is our big wish? What can we do in the future to preserve Rockland Harbor and make it a better, safer harbor for all to enjoy? So when we were sitting there brainstorming and talking about all the wave action that happens right in here, what can we do? So we dreamed up this fence, the wave attenuation fence. Not saying it's going to go through, not saying it's the best idea out there. It's concept. We're here tonight asking you the question. We'll be here in the future asking you the question, is this what you want? Is this what you think is really good for the harbor of Rockland? So the third part is what I think is the city's part of this project is right here. It's all these slips in the docks right in this area in the middle pier. With this happening, we're actually going to increase the amount of slips that the city controls. And well, let me back up to one point there also. I've been hearing a lot of concerns that the city is giving up their ownership of the harbor. That's false information. The city is retaining their harbor right here. We're not giving it to Yachting Solutions so they can take it over and run it for us. It's always going to be a city-run harbor. So with that being said, we're going to be able to increase our slips, which in my mind makes more revenue for the city of Rockland. That's a good thing. As we know, in the city of Rockland, we have a revenue problem. We need ways to increase revenue. Third, or even more importantly, everybody loves this trail right here, the boardwalk. It's part of Harbor Trail. We're trying to extend the Harbor Trail. So what better way to do that in this project is to work collaboratively with Yachting Solutions in the big grant, if we can afford to go forward and apply for one ourselves, to extend the boardwalk all the way around. Beautiful view of the harbor. You know, we came up with this idea by listening to you folks and many more throughout this past season with the Rockland Heart and Soul and the comms plan, the people that are working on a new comprehensive plan. They're talking about the harbor and preserving the harbor and the harbor trail and what can we do to make sure it contains and it stays beautiful. So that's our plan. Once again, though, it's only concept. It's not in stone. It's not that we can afford to do this right now, but we'd like to do it in the future. And then, what else? We want to make sure we preserve the view corridor and be able to keep the public access. So with the middle pier redesign, it's actually going to increase the public access, be able to listen to the people that are struggling during all the festivals that we have. We get a lot of complaints that they can't get to their dinghies and get out to their mooring. So this will solve that issue. We're actually listening, and we're trying to get your feedback and put that into this plan. And with moving the harbor building over here, it takes care of the floodplain issue, and that's all concept. And I just want to end by saying thank you for attending. We look forward to your input this evening. And just remember, this is the first of many meetings that we'll be having.
Important to note that we'll all be here after the meeting.
Yep.
If someone has questions, they want to do one-on-one Q&A.
Yep, so feel free to come up and ask questions after the Q&A if you've got a specific question. But more importantly, too, the Harbor Master is available, I'm available, the Community Development Director is available, and Council's available. If you have questions, reach out, come on in, and we'll answer them all together.